This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A Holocaust denier is a political apostate in the 21st century, but a Holocaust forgetter? That's something else. Perhaps unique to President Trump, who neglected to mention the deaths of millions of Jews in the Holocaust in remarks some weeks ago. But yesterday, the president got the chance to make amends at a speech at the Smithsonian National Museum for African American History and Culture. The president also, for the first time, addressed the rise of anti-Jewish attacks and threats and the desecration of nearly 200 gravestones at a historic Jewish cemetery in Missouri this past weekend.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Rabbi Jonah Pesner is the director of the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism in America, and he sees a rise of acts of hatred recently, and he isn't completely confident, from what he's seen so far from the president, that Donald Trump can quell it.
Well, you know, it's very, very troubling, John, certainly for this act of desecration. It's disturbing. We have many, many of our family and friends who live in the St. Louis area whose families' graves were desecrated, so it's deeply personal. And there's a lot of fear because remember that our preschool children in Jewish community centers across the United States have been evacuated dozens of times over the last few weeks. So there's the desecration of graves, which is unacceptable, but there's the real fear that people are fearing because of the threats.
Now, when you say evacuations, that's because of bomb threats?
That's right. There's been this ongoing wave of bomb threats, you know, throughout the United States, where JCCs, which have preschools and day camps and activity centers, have been targeted. And it's incredibly frightening for young families and sending waves of fear through the Jewish community.
Well, listen to this listener of ours from far away from Washington, D.C., but it's a familiar anxiety. Just how would you counsel this woman? Listen.
Hello, this is Victoria Thor calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I work at a Jewish community center, and we have three schools located there. And last month, we received a bomb threat, and it was a very scary situation. We evacuated three schools to a safe location, babies, kids out of the pool, all wet in the winter. It was frightening. I'd like to know, Jews have stood with so many people in their civil rights movements and to get freedom and equality for everybody. Where is everybody when things happen to us?
I'm really moved by what Victoria said, and I hear her plea. In fact, I was so moved when I saw that there is an online drive organized by the Muslim American community to raise money to repair the desecrated cemetery. In fact, this Muslim group surpassed their fundraising goal within just hours of their online plea. So we're really seeing in an incredible way Christians, Muslims, Jews coming together against bigotry and hate in all forms. But Victoria's right to ask. We need to see from the top down. We need to hear the president loudly and persistently calling out antisemitism. We need to hear loudly from the attorney general and the FBI commitment to investigate all hate crimes, particularly antisemitism. And we need local churches and local law enforcement to really stand with the Jewish community across the United States. Victoria is not wrong in her plea.
Another one of our listeners, I won't play it, but another one of our listeners used the term the king of hate to describe our president and blamed two bomb threats at her Jewish community center for what's happened in Washington in recent weeks. How would you react to that?
Look, we were glad that the president finally came out and spoke loudly and clearly. But as you know, actions speak much louder than words. So we need to see what the actions that will be directed by this president on his administration, the attorney general's office, the full weight of law enforcement on a federal level, to have an ongoing commitment to investigate hate crimes, to prosecute those hate crimes, to support local law enforcement in that effort. And frankly, words do matter. So we need to see persistent and consistent change in tone from this administration to emphasize the importance of beating back bigotry in all forms and specifically to call out antisemitism wherever and whenever it festers.
Speaking to us from Washington, D.C., Rabbi Jonah Pesner is director of the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.